The Heart of Rural America is brought to you by the new auction platform, Bid on Beef. We invite you to buy beef the cowboy way through an honest bidding process where you have the power to pick the ranch, pick the cut, and pick the price. You are in the driver's seat, and we are excited to ship beef directly to your door. Use code WELCOME10 for your first $10 to shop when you register to bid at bidonbeef.com. Welcome to the Heart of Rural America podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Radke, an American cattle rancher and motivational speaker, raising my kids and writing children's books in South Dakota. There's a David and Goliath story unfolding in agriculture today. And I don't know about you, but my money is on the underdog, the hardworking folks who value faith, family, freedom, and their farming communities. This show will highlight the untold stories of these resilient and determined families who I have the great pleasure of meeting in my travels across this nation as an agricultural speaker. It is my hope that their stories will remind us to live with great courage, because we are not alone in this fight to keep producers on the land and meat, dairy, and eggs on the dinner table. Now let's hit the dusty trail together as we uncover the heart of rural America.
Welcome to your show. Here's my mom, Amanda Radke.
Hey everyone, it's an exciting day in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm Amanda Radke, back for another episode of the Heart of Rural America podcast, the show where we highlight great people doing inspiring things in their rural communities to make agriculture and this country stronger. So in a special twist of the show, we're not only recording it for the podcast that goes on Apple and Spotify every Wednesday, but I thought for a fun twist, we could do a Facebook Live as well. And so if you're tuning in, please feel free to drop your questions and I can have my special guests weigh in on your thoughts. But let's get to the show. So I'm almost speechless of like how to even introduce you guys. There's going to be some clips of a very special meeting that's quite honestly God ordained, that God has brought these two ladies into my life in such a special, weird, and unexplainable way that you can only just say, God is good. And I just feel abundantly blessed. So to start, Fanchen, can you introduce yourself? Tell everyone, like, I'm just like, full disclosure, I haven't met my dear friend who is like my sister in Christ in real life, but we've connected on such a real level. So before I gush over you, please just tell us who you are and what you do.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, thank you for having us. This is a day that, like you said, it's God ordained. And it has been 2 years, I want to say, in the making, honestly. And Amanda, you are an inspiration to so many people. And you are a dear sister in Christ, like you've said. We have spent hours on the phone talking and connecting and praying for each other. And all of that was because of the spark of inspiration that Amanda placed in one of the dearest young ladies in my life, who is a part of our Grit and Grace Nation. So Grit and Grace, I founded in 2021. Our first season was 2022. And our mission is to equip our young ladies with courage and with every tool they need to excel in life and in leadership. And as you know, as a mom, as so many moms watching right now, our young ladies right now are in crisis. There are so many things in this world that cause anxiety, that cause issues with confidence, with self-esteem, with helping them to find their voice. And we really step into that and we try and help the young ladies identify where their gifts are, where their strengths are, and overcome the things in just an everyday life that can hold you back. And we help them be able to understand those things, to identify those things, but most importantly, to overcome those things and to know how to excel in their lives personally and also preparing them for professional success. And Jale is one of those success stories. She was our 2023 scholarship winner and student ambassador for that entire year. And Amanda, you know, I have had a 30-year career on television. And one of the things that was most impactful to me during my career was my experience in mentoring young people and watching young people find the dream in their heart, but then begin to believe that they can achieve those dreams, and to watch them soar and to watch them fly. And that is what we want to give. And those are the opportunities we want every young lady, no matter where they live, no matter where they're from, to be able to experience. And so when Jale won, and I'm gonna let her tell this part of the story, but when she won, there was one thing that she mentioned in her winning video, one person that she mentioned that has inspired her life, and that was you. So it became a mission of mine to find you and to make sure that you knew, A, how much you inspired her,
but that she could get continued inspiration from being able to meet you. And today is that day.
Yeah, well, it's such a special, and we've talked about this for so long, and Manchin kept saying, well, God is going to make it happen one day. And at the same time you were applying from New Mexico for this program, I had met someone that's impacted my life and was spending time down in New Mexico on a ranch with my dear friend and now a mentor, Chris Earle. And Manchin lined up a surprise meet and got like, I'm not important. So I'm like, I don't know why would want to meet me, but it was really cool. You were sitting here in the hotel lobby and I just walked in and there were tears.
There is many tears.
So tell us who you are, where you're from, and like, what is your heart here in Grit and Grace? What does this mean to you?
I'm Jolly Mosier. I am from Corrales, New Mexico, so a tiny village outside of Albuquerque. So I'm right outside the big city. This organization has given me everything. I mean, it has given me a voice. It has given me the motivation to do what I love, the motivation to promote ag and healthy living and all of that. It's incredible. It has absolutely changed my life in this moment right here. Oh my goodness. I've done
cry. Everybody listening is going to think we've lost our minds because we're just emotional about it, but it is. And it's, you had talked about, you had mentioned my name as far as like the ag literacy. And so why is that so important to you?
So I go to school in Albuquerque. So I mean, heart of the city, I dress different. I look different. I have different chores, different sports. Like I had stated in my video, nobody really understands. And my mind always goes back to this one story of my first day of middle school, when I put on my jeans and my boots and I had my grand champion belt buckle that I had worked so hard to win and that I was proud of. And my sister told me, she's a few years older than me, she's like, you're gonna get eaten alive if you wear that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. I'm proud of it and I wanna do that. And so now it was from then on that I really started noticing kids don't understand ag in the city. They don't understand where their food comes from. I tell them, oh, I raise them and show livestock, I show pigs. Oh, that's so cute. I wanna go see them. I'm like, well, you can come eat them. We don't have them anymore. I have them 6 months out of the year and raise them, show them, sell them. They get eaten and it's the cycle of life. And it's helping other people and it's bringing them food. So it was just a realization that I had that not many kids understand. And I think I'm a monster for raising these animals.
Right.
They're my pets and then we send them to slaughter. It's not a good thing. They think their food comes from the grocery store, which, yes, it does, but that's not.
There's a statistic right now in many schools across the United States where up to 64% of children think bacon is a plant.
Wow.
And so when you hear numbers like that, it reinforces the need for education and ag education. To see a young lady, I think the time you were 14, say that she wants to take this message outside of the rural community and into the cities and into schools, that there was a spark there.
Yeah.
And so what we were able to do is take that spark and help her believe that she can do that. And you want to know what? She is doing it today.
It just feels full circle because my 10-year-old daughter, Scarlett, is sitting here listening as we record this broadcast. Scarlett has had the exact same problems. Like all of the kids at school wear Under Armour and sweatpants. And Scarlett shows up with her cowboy boots and her belt buckle. And Scarlett, you own it, right? She owns it because that's who I am, right? And to have someone to look up to like you now, that like, yes, it's okay. And yes, you can be exactly who you are. To me, that's what Grit and Grace does. You're the average of the people you surround yourself with. And if you can surround yourself with really good people, you can do amazing things. And so a few things I just want you to know. Well, number one, if you want to write your own book, I want to help you.
Absolutely.
So Scarlett can coach you too. Yes, she's an old pro at it now. But two, I hope we gave you some books. So I hope those will be a tool for you to go in the classroom and get started. The other thing I want you to know, and I want to thank you, because you mentioned my name, you gave me such a dear friend that I never would have had otherwise. And Fanchin's not kidding. When we've been barreling down the road or running somewhere, both of us, and talking on the phone and catching up like old friends. And she has helped me way through some very, very hard decisions in my life, because every season of life, there's opportunities, there's blessings, and being able to prayerfully discern what is a yes, but what needs to be a no, and not based on my own ego and ambitions, but what does God want for me? And to have friends that pray with you, that have that biblical worldview, is the most important thing I found in my life. So agriculture bonds us together. Our love of cattle and this Western way of life bonds us together. But ultimately, we are children of Christ. We are daughters of the King. And so what can we do to reflect that in everything we do? And I think that's so important.
And how can we help each other and encourage each other? And that is the basis, the foundation of Grit and Grace. First and foremost, we are children of God, mm-hmm. and we are sisters. And we talk about that all the time within Grit and Grace. We are sisters. And all of our young people from so many different states across the country have so many different interests. Mm-hmm. And our goal and our message is, no matter what it is that you're called to do, mm-hmm. in whatever industry, we have girls in water polo, who bring water polo, volleyball, agriculture. We have girls from so many different areas and walks of life. But the one common thing is, you are beautifully, wonderfully, and fearfully made. Mm-hmm. You have already been given gifts and talents that God wants you to use for the destiny that he has set out for you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to help you identify that, and we're going to help you build the courage and the tools and the skills you need to go out and to shine.
Right.
At Radke Land and Cattle, we proudly use Advanced Ag Products BioReg Plus. With its proprietary coating technology for slow release of essential oils in the lower GI tract, BioReg Plus products are designed and proven to help beef producers with overall performance, feed intake, gut integrity, nutritional support, immunity, fertility, and reproductive health. With the rising cost of beef cattle production today, having optimal performance and minimizing health challenges in every head counts. Learn more at bioreg.com and tell them Amanda sent you.
The Heart of Rural America is presented to you by CK6 Consulting Services. I have the great pleasure of working alongside the CK6 team, including Chris Earle, Wes Tiemann, and Cody Fleeman, and it's an honor to assist cattle producers as they strive to meet their business goals. With a purebred Angus specialization, we have a full slate of auction sales coming up as we work to maximize price discovery and capture true value for our clients and customers. Plus, let us help you identify your next herd sire for the upcoming breeding season. At CK6 Source, you'll find great customer service, fast shipping, and a focus on leading Angus genetics. Learn more about what we do at ck6consulting.com and ck6source.com. We would love to assist you any way we can. God bless.
So tell me a little bit about what the programming looks like, because I'm kind of still researching it, and Scarlett's very excited to start, but today was a big day because it's like we're going to get to see Grit and Grace in action.
Yes.
But what does it look like? Is it meetings online? Is it meetings in person?
It's all of that.
Okay.
So we are, first and foremost, a leadership development organization. So we have an online leadership academy, and that happens once a week after school hours. So the girls come on, they're on a Zoom call. We talk about the most critical attributes of leadership, things like managing your emotions, managing stress, having self-awareness. What were one of the lessons for you? Because you did the behavioral assessment. What was one of biggest things that you learned about yourself that helped you grow?
I think one of my biggest takeaways that I had from that was that I was a little bit too aware of what I was doing, and I wasn't letting myself shine through. I was too focused on, oh, are they going to like what I'm saying? Are they, you know, going to be okay with what I have to say with my personality, that I wasn't letting my true self come through.
Sure.
So I think that's important.
And so, like, what tools did you learn, or how did you kind of overcome that?
It was a lot of personal growth and a lot of talking with God of, oh, I am who I'm supposed to be.
Yep.
And if they can't handle that, then that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to be who I am. I need to share the messages that he needs me to share, and I need to spread my heart around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's the girls identifying what it is. So we have a behavioral assessment that helps us really go in deep and identify specifically what's motivating our young lady's thoughts.
Sure.
Because what you think about yourself is what you're going to exude, but what's also motivating their actions.
Sure.
And so a lot of her trepidation was coming from the fear of what people were going to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we start normally in helping them identify who they are. God made you courageous. God made you gifted. He made you. So once you understand who you are in Christ, and then when you bring in the ability to identify what it is that's holding you back, is that true,
mm-hmm.
or is it just a feeling?
Sure.
And when you have those trepidations, that's a feeling. But is it the truth?
Right.
Because God says you are an overcomer. You are courageous. Now, once you can digest that, now you have a whole new way of looking at obstacles when they come your way.
Mm-hmm.
So the Leadership Academy is the pillar. Then we have chapters that we're opening across the country in communities. We come alongside organizations, and the chapters give the girls a chance to one-on-one really put into practice what they're learning, to do community service, to learn etiquette. You know, right now, our young ladies, etiquette's a big deal. You look at her posture. It's
beautiful. I know. I'm like, oh no, Fanchon's going to critique me.
but that comes along with confidence. And we want our young girls to understand that. And then, of course, we have our scholarship opportunities. And we have a scholarship contest that we do in partnership with the PBR. Mm-hmm. And that gives us a chance to honor these young ladies for having good values, for making good decisions, for stepping into some of the challenges of life and overcoming them. We get to honor them on a local stage, but also on a national stage. So Jale, we're so proud. She was our 2023 high school scholarship winner, and she has represented and continues to represent Grit and Grace so beautifully and so gracefully.
It's been such a blessing too. I've been with this organization since 2022, the first video that I had created and submitted, and it's amazing to see how it has grown. And the more people that it has affected it's amazing. It's great to see that you can still have faith in the world, still faith in my generation of everybody growing up.
And yep.
That's one thing my mom always says because I get on my soapboxes about, you know, how we need to promote ag, we need to get it in the children, because that's where it starts, is with the kids growing up. If they don't have that instilled in their life, I didn't grow up in an agricultural family, but yet somehow that spark still found me. And I still have that to be passionate about. And when I became passionate about it, my parents did everything they could to get me where I want to be and to get me where I am now. And my mom's right. It's about building better people from the beginning. And I think that agriculture is a great way to do that. And faith is a good way to do that. There's not enough people have faith in the world and have faith in the Lord.
Well, I think just like being reflective of your own challenges in life. One thing I kind of had that same fear of like, well, what will people think? And I've realized I got good advice one time is other people's opinion of you is really none of your business. And so you shouldn't place a weight on the super negative, because there'll always be negative and those ones cut the most, right? But then you also shouldn't put that much weight on the glowing positive reviews too, because ultimately, you're looking for God's approval, and He knows who you are. He knows who your heart is. And as long as you're remaining true to that, the rest of the world, it doesn't matter as much. And so I've had to really learn to not care. I mean, just speak the truth, and everything else will just kind of flow from there. And I do love how Grit and Grace teaches young ladies to be the example. I know, Fanchon, you and I have talked about before about being a woman in this world. And, you know, we both work in these busy career fields that are very public. There's a responsibility there of being a good example and behaving in a certain way. And right now I just see so many young ladies in this social media culture that we have, that negativity or not modesty or
compromise.
Right. Behaving in a certain way is what gets you those viral clickbait moments. And so how have you navigated in a very public career field on TV all the time? She's on the Dr. Phil channel. She's everywhere, you guys. How have you navigated that, being a woman in a world and having that grace as you walk through this life?
My faith has been the foundation of that. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I've had to walk through a lot of difficult challenges.
Right.
Walking through difficult challenges in life, knowing that God is walking with you and that you can trust Him and that He will carry you through, that is the difference maker right there. And we talk to the girls, like, I share so much with the girls because I want them to believe in themselves more so than I did at their age.
Sure.
That is so important. And one of the things that I instill in them, I try to at least, is that you have to make your decisions and where your boundaries are before something happens.
Right.
So we talk about identify your core values. What's most important to you? Integrity. Is it honesty? What are those things that are most important? Now let's work to integrate those things into your life, into your daily habits. So then when you're challenged with your faith, or you're challenged with your ethics, you're challenged with decisions that you know aren't right, it will be easy for you to say no. And this is the key.
Right.
To be proud to be different.
Yes.
Be proud to be different. So we talk with them a lot of times about what does it mean to be a Grit and Grace girl, to represent Grit and Grace. It's that you're proud to stand for your values. You're proud because you know at the end of the day, you have an entire band of sisters, Grit and Grace sisters and Grit and Grace women, those of us who are surrounding these girls. These girls know that if something ever happens, and no matter where they are, they can pick up the phone and call us.
Yes.
And we will be there. So you give that confidence to a sixth grader or to a seventh grader, and they're walking into the school building knowing, oh my gosh, I have a whole band of sisters who are focused on the same thing. If something happens to me, I call my sisters. And I have a whole band of women who will step in and advocate for me, who will be there for me.
Yep.
That changes everything for a young lady.
Right.
And when they know they are loved like that, I think that helps them through the process of growing their courage and through the process of trying things and feeling. We don't operate with the idea of there is failure in grit and grace.
Right.
You have opportunities for feedback.
Yes.
If something doesn't go the right way, it's not that you failed. It's an opportunity for feedback. Mm-hmm. And wherever you are right now is exactly where God wants you to be. And wherever you're going through right now, God is teaching you lessons that he needs you to learn and to understand to become the fullness of who he created you to be. So
right.
There's so much hope at every turn. And we just don't follow our girls for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years. It's middle school, it's through high school, wherever they enter the program, and it's through college. Mm-hmm. So we are working with our college girls now about making those life decisions, you know, picking the right boys. You know, our girls, they laugh because I talk about this a lot. You know, our girls know that you are not being rejected if you stand for a value or something happens and a young man doesn't want to talk with you. If he is not rising to the level of your standards and your values and what's right and how he should treat you and how he should respect you, which is number one,
right?
You are not being rejected if he doesn't do it. He has disqualified himself.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's the mindset. He has disqualified himself. You do not need to stay in a situation with that. You need to move on and mm-hmm. find someone who will qualify themselves to treat you and rise to the standard that you expect of yourself.
Right. I look at that too. I have Scarlett, but I have three young boys and they're 8, 7, and 6. And it's like in a society where like cultures kind of put the boys on the back burner and like, you know, and this whole like girl boss culture too, which is not what this is.
No, not at all.
But I want them to know they need to respect women and ladies. They need to be men of faith and integrity.
And they're called to lead their homes.
They're called to lead. That's right. And it's been really cool in our church at home. We're seeing like traditional courtships happen again because the culture is like shifting back to what was good and right and true. And I get so excited to see that because it's like, absolutely, that's how the culture should be. Absolutely, that's how a foundational relationship should be, is someone that sees you as that daughter of the King and will treat you and cherish you in that way and lead you through the ups and downs of life.
Working cattle can be stressful at times, but the job is made so much easier with equipment that is safe, strong, and simply designed. I highly recommend Real Tough Livestock Equipment for all your working facility needs. We just installed the deluxe chute at Radke Land and Cattle, and it has been an absolute game changer as we run cows through our chute during AI season. It's durable and easy to use, and it's made to last a lifetime. Real Tough offers a wide range of products, including calving barns, panels, loading chutes, tubs, alleys, and portable working systems. Manufactured in the U.S. of A., Real Tough is family-owned and operated. Their commitment to helping farm and ranch families truly exemplifies what this show is all about. Learn more at realtough.com, that's T-U-F-F, and be sure to tell them Amanda sent you to receive an extra bonus with your order. Let's get you some iconic green Real Tough equipment headed your way. I promise you're going to love it. You guys know, as a beef girl, I take grilling very seriously around here. And I've been using Redmond Real Salt for over a decade to season my steaks and burgers. It's unrefined, ancient sea salt exactly as nature made it. It contains 60 plus naturally occurring trace minerals, and it truly brings out the best of the beef we raise at home on the ranch. This American family-owned business also focuses on livestock products. And at Radke Land and Cattle, we are proud to use the beneficial Redmond Real Salt minerals to get back to the basics and help our cattle improve fertility, immunity, and feed efficiency. It's natural, simple, and effective for people and livestock. Discover more at redmondagriculture.com and redmondlife.com and use code RADKE to save. Or contact a local dealer and mention my name for a special discount.
You know, going back to your previous statement about like, you know, failure isn't failure. It's God teaches you in those moments. I think some of the hardest moments in my life where you're like, I am in the pits of despair, Lord. Why did you put me here? But those have been the teachable moments that maybe you don't see it until 10 years down the road. And you're like, oh, He was preparing me. He was planting the seed, and it's all for his good. The bad, the suffering, the hardships, it's all for his good. And so now it's to the point, like sitting here meeting you two. It's like you have to chuckle because God's plan is always just infinitely better and more detailed. And like when it all falls together, you're just like, oh, thanks God.
He kind of knows what he's doing. Oh, the universe. Right? I was like, his plan, when it comes together, it's there's so much joy in it.
Yes.
Because you see the lengths he goes to love us, the lengths he goes to protect us, and the lengths he goes to guide us and to comfort us.
Right.
You know, he is so intricately involved. And so we always try, and our message is always with the young ladies is, trust his plan more than your plan. Just learn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's not easy. I have not always made the best decisions. I have had to walk through some really difficult things. But in all of those things, God showed me how much he loves me. And in return, the best thing I can do is honor him.
Right.
To the best of my ability.
Yep. And I think we're in a hotel lobby right now. There's a team walking by, so there's chatter. But I think, too, I've learned to be obedient, meaning like, you can't debate with God. It's like Jonah and the whale. He had an assignment to go into the town, and he ran away from the assignment and ended up in the belly of a whale. But he still had to go do what God wanted him to do. And so, like, when you pray on it, when you discern the decision, and when the Lord makes clear your path, listen to your Father. He's, you know, he's a good and faithful Father, and he wants what's best for you. So what advice, in all the things you've learned through Grit and Grace, what advice would you share to, there's young people that listen to this show, they're in agriculture, what do you wish that they knew? What advice would you have for them?
I would say one of the biggest things that has helped me is finding your voice. It may be hard, and if you can't within yourself, if you cannot find your voice, you cannot stand up for what you believe in, you need to find a mentor that can do exactly that. And I think the biggest thing is promoting agriculture in a positive way, because there's so many negative things that everybody hears online, all of the lies. They're not true and people believe them. And it's promoting agriculture in a positive way. Just being able to understand that people have different opinions than you also, and not they're the worst person ever because they disagree with you. I think that's a really, really important thing. And keep moving forward. When things don't work, you just keep going, because that means it wasn't meant to work out.
And I want some of the people watching to just really understand how inspiring this young lady is, because she is standing here, or sitting here, talking with ease, with confidence.
Yeah.
She has a message. She knows exactly what she wants to do and where she's going. But when she was, when you were nine, there was a different, I just think people should know that. There was a different Jale who your mom shared with us, and when you guys would be out to dinner and she would ask you to order off of the menu, what would happen?
I wouldn't do it. Couldn't do it. I was terrified to talk to people. I was terrified of big groups. My mom is a hairdresser, so she talks to people all day. She has no issue doing it. I was like, well, I can't do that. I don't like talking to people. I don't like making eye contact. Yeah. I don't like holding conversations. Now I do, because I looked up. So I would find these people that I'd look up to. It's like, wow, I want to be like that. My first example that I have is of the state 4-H officer team. My first YGA I went to, they're up on stage, they're having fun with each other, they're doing what they love, and they're talking to people, and I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I said, I really want to be that person, but I can't. I know that I can't.
Other and now she can. Would never tell herself she can't.
No. Yeah. And now
that's
I am.
The key, right?
Yeah,
that's
now right. I have achieved that goal of mine. I'm a state 4-H vice president, getting to do what I love, getting to do what I saw them doing, and inspiring other people to be the same.
I remember, I think it was last year, she was asked to speak at a convention. And I remember we worked on her speech, and she was going to share that story. And there was, we had video, her mom took amazing video of her doing that. And to see her talk about it, and she was honest. She said, I'm still nervous today, but I'm doing this. And if I can do it, you can do it. And I remember the day she looked at me. I don't remember where we were, but
we were in Las Vegas.
We were in Las Vegas at the PBR, and we were working the booth. And she was talking to people. People would come up, ask her questions. She did some interviews. I mean, I'm just standing back watching her. I remember she looked at me, and she said, Vigil, I love talking to people. I love doing this. And that little 9-year-old girl probably never could have imagined that you would say that.
Ever.
Wow.
No, absolutely not. And that the convention that I spoke at, it was our state FFA leadership convention. Well, my school doesn't have FFA. I'm not a part of it, but yet they still asked me to come and talk and represent this organization.
Wow.
There was over 700 people there.
That's right.
That is still the most people I've ever talked in front of, and I talked for 10 minutes, and that was...
And she killed it.
Yes.
She killed it.
It was incredible. And that was a major turning point in, I mean, this is going to sound terrible. When I'm bored, I sit down and I write speeches. I talk about, I'm like, one day I'm going to be able to give this. One day I'm going to do this because I want to. And that's why you've been such also a major role model of mine. And I see all the talks you give, not just to young children, though, but to everybody, and they're inspirational, but yet educational. And I think that is really important.
I appreciate that. And, you know, one thing I've learned about handling nerves, because I'm speaking every week across the country somewhere, but I've learned if you are nervous, which I still get nervous, it's because you care. It's because you care about the outcome. And so what I say every time I'm walking on a stage to give a speech or testify on a bill is, dear Lord, I can't do this without you. Please give me the strength and the courage to have the words to deliver a message that the people I'm here to serve need to hear. And so when I make it not about me, but about how can the good Lord use me today and who am I here to reach, it just kind of takes me and my nerves out of the equation. And that's been just a really helpful prayer for me in my life. It's exciting. I like absolutely love this. It's, you know, we're rounding out the end of the show here, but we're here. Why are you guys here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? We have an event today. What are we doing later today?
So this is actually part of our scholarship contest. This is the contest, the same contest as Jale entered. So we have girls in the local community here in South Dakota submit videos of how they exhibit leadership, grit, and grace in their life or in their community. And so we have selected the girls who are now our semifinalists. They are coming tonight. You guys will be speaking with them and inspiring them, and I hope that you'll share this story with them because it will prove to them that whatever is deep in their heart, just like she had that dream in her heart, there are girls that are going to be there that have a dream in their heart. It's going to show them that they can overcome, and not just overcome, but they can shine bright.
Yes.
They can be a bright star. So tonight we will name the two semifinalists that will move on to the finals round, a middle school girl and a high school girl. And then since this is our last city for the season, we will, our board will vote, and we will announce our winner for 2025.
Wow.
And that's going to be very exciting because that young person will then join our student ambassador team, because once a student ambassador, always a student ambassador, and they will represent Written Grace along with the other young ladies around the country as well. So we're excited to be here. PBR is a huge partner with us in this scholarship contest, and we're just delighted to bring this to as many young people as we can around the country. We now have 10 chapters in select cities and states. So you can go to our website, thegritandgracenation.org for information on where our chapters are. And if you would like to start a chapter, we want to reach all 50 states, and we want to make sure that every young lady has an opportunity to step into who they were created to be, but do it boldly, confidently, and with grace.
Absolutely. And so do we get to see bowls today?
Of course.
Do we get to go?
We're going to go behind the scenes. We're taking you behind the scenes to see the baby bulls.
Oh, I can't wait.
I always call them baby bulls because I think they're so cute. But these are animal athletes that are at the top of the athletic spectrum when it comes to animal athletes. And they're treated with so much love and so much care. There's such a misnomer in the outside world about how bulls, bucking bulls, are treated. They're never harmed or abused. They're bred to buck like racehorses are bred to race. So they do what they are born to do, and they love doing what they do. There's nothing you can do to a bull to make them buck. You guys know that. All the guys in the agriculture industry know that. But it's just neat to see them. It's neat to see the bull riders. And I love bringing our girls into this element. And the reason we do this is because the visual metaphor of bull riding is a visual of life, no matter what walk of life you're in. We are all going to experience challenges as we walk through life. Our goal with our girls is to make sure that they know how to navigate those challenges and, more importantly, how to overcome those challenges. And when you think about bull riding, when a bull rider gets bucked off, he's going to hit the ground. Sometimes he's going to hit the ground hard. Sometimes he's going to pop right back up. But we, just like a bull rider, we're going to have disappointments. We're going to get our hearts broken. We're going to have things happen to us that we're going to have to make a decision. Am I going to lay here and give up? Am I going to become bitter? Am I going to lose my confidence? Am I going to get mad at God? Or am I going to stand up or struggle to get up and ask God to help me? And am I going to overcome and persevere and endure and get back on and continue to ride the bull of life? So that is what we want our girls to see, experience. It's a family-friendly atmosphere. The atmosphere stands for the pillars. We stand for faith, number one, family, freedom, our great country, honoring our country, and representing our country with grace and the thankfulness that we are, first of all, we're born here, but that God has blessed this country so much. So those are the pillars. And tonight we're going to get a chance to celebrate some young ladies, meet some bull riders, meet some baby bulls. And just have fun. This is one of the, probably one of the very few sports where you can take your family
Yeah.
And it's going to honor faith, honor family, honor freedom. You don't have to worry about what your children might hear.
That's right. That's right. Well, I hope everyone listening to this can just see why I wanted you guys on this show. Like, if there's something that exemplifies what the heart of Rural America is and everything this show stands for, and just the blessing that I have in my life to be able to travel this country and meet amazing people that oftentimes when I'm driving back home, you know, through the middle of the night to get back home to my babies in the ranch, it fills my heart and my soul so much to know that wherever I go in the country, there's people just like this, just like you two, that have that faith and that commitment to doing what's right and having integrity and living a life that's boldly, courageously, authentically you, and you're making the world a better place as you do it. So
thank you for doing this, because you do sacrifice a lot, and I know that you sacrifice a lot of time away from your family. So thank you for advocating for our children, and for advocating for what's right, and for preserving this agriculture industry, because there is an attack, and it's not unintentional. It's an intentional attack on our farms, our agriculture, and the entire industry.
That's absolutely
right. So because of you and your voice, and you exposing a lot of what's going on, you're protecting the very foundation of how our country was built. And that is so critical, because if not for people like you, and not, if not for your voice, our children won't have the legacy of what agriculture brings. And we won't have a lot of food on our table.
That's right.
The most fundamental thing. So
keep family farms on the land and keep food on the table. That is the goal. And you are absolutely right. There is an intentional attack on all of it, an attack on the family, attack on faith, and attack on our farming and ranching community. That is the fight. And that's what we're going to keep doing. And I need you now in the fight. She's in the fight. She's with me. And I just I have so many ideas circulating of how we might be able to collaborate as time goes on. So thank you both for being on the show. We're going to link all of the relevant details. So if you want to be a part of the Grit and Grace Nation, we will get you hooked up. You guys can join in with Scarlett, who's going to be participating too. It's going to be a great time. And so thank you guys so much. We'll see you next time on the Heart of Rural America. I'm Amanda Radke. Take care.
While I've got you here, I would love to invite you to check out my website, AmandaRadke.com. Each week, I share my column, this podcast, and new items to shop for farm and ranch families, including my children's books that celebrate agriculture. Use code DUSTYTRAIL to save 15% on your next purchase. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my small business and for your continued support in keeping me on the road fighting for farm and ranch families. I'm thankful to each and every one of you who tune into this show each week. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review to let me know how you're liking the content and our guests. Until the next time we meet on the Dusty Trail, I'm Amanda Radke, and this is the Heart of Rural America.